Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household, so would that be you?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment-slash-condominium, manufactured, or a mobile home?
It's a duplex.
A duplex. All right. So, duplex. All right, thank you. So, do you own or rent your home?
I rent.
Rent. All right. So, could you please tell me what year your home was built?
About 4 years back, they tore down the building that was here, and they rebuilt it just right after COVID.
All right, 4 years back, so around 2020 then?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Over 35 years.
Over 35 years. All right. Thank you. So have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes, any tropical storms, any Category 1 hurricanes, Category 2 hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 hurricanes?
I think up to Category 3. I'm not.
All right. All right, no worries. So would you say all of them, from like ranging from tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, and Category 3 hurricane, or just Category 3 hurricane?
A little bit of everything in between.
A little bit of everything in between. All right. So all of them then, including a Category 4 hurricane and Category 5 hurricane, or none of those yet?
I don't think 5. Unless you consider Andrew a 5, I don't remember if it was a 5 or not.
All right, well, no worries. So do you happen to recall the name or the year in which, like, for example, the tropical storm happened or the Category 1 hurricane? Or would you want me to give you, like, a list about the hurricanes that did happen, like, around these years? And if you could tell me if you've lived them? Or would you just say you just truly don't know?
I actually don't know. I don't remember them, to tell you the truth. I usually just stay home. So.
All right. Well, no worries. Thanks for the honesty, though. So, thank you. So, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
I lived in an apartment that I was on the bottom floor, but my neighbor upstairs, the roof was taken away. And we were without power for about a good month.
All right. So what would you say was the estimated damage in dollars?
I wouldn't know because even though there was damage and they helped us out with the clothing and whatever personal items that we had, it was a rented apartment. And the landlord was the one that incurred the damages the most because it wasn't our property, it's rented.
All right. So could you please tell me what were, like, the primary causes or damage to your home? Was it, like, debris in the wind breaking your windows or wind damaging your roof or, like, ocean surge, flooding, or something else?
Flooding and the wind damage from tearing off the roof.
All right. Thank you. So how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane or really a tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Right now, not too vulnerable. I mean, like I said, the duplex is quite new.
Mm-hmm.
And they put impact windows and everything because I have Carport as a housing government housing that helps me pay my rent.
Mm-hmm.
And they have bylaws where they have to have everything up to standards. So they don't feel too threatened.
All right. So if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I have batteries. I have barbecue that takes protein, and what I've been doing is buying a lot of water now lately before it hits.
All right.
Comparing that, because everything else is, like I said, it's impact windows, so I really don't have to board them up.
All right.
The door is even intact because it's also made out of a strong glass. And the reason why I know that it's good, because not so long ago there was a shooting and nothing happened.
Oh, all right.
Nothing, the window didn't crack, didn't nothing. And if a bullet can hit it and nothing, not even a little shatter, I believe it will sustain a hurricane.
All right. Probably. Wow. Because that's some really strong glass. All right. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Would you say like when a hurricane watch is issued, so within 48 hours? When a hurricane warning is issued, so within 36 hours? Or would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
It could be secured within a few hours, because whatever I have outside, I don't have much, can be brought in or down. And everything should be fine.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you. So considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect you and your home from hurricane damage? Are you like very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Very certain. All right, thank you. Could you please select your top three sources of information? And the list goes internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper/print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, etc., or WhatsApp?
I listen to the news. Every year I print out I go to the library and I get a printout of what's needed. I get my own map to track. We either listen to it, as long as the internet is still up, we either listen to the news or we get the information off the phone. It just depends.
All right, thank you. So on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Right now, I just started preparing, so I'm between a 3 and a 2.
All right. So if you could pick one of them specifically, would you say you're leaning towards more towards the 2 or to the 3?
2.
2? All right, thank you. So have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? And the list goes transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, property taxes, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, cost of child care, or would you say that none of the above have affected your hurricane preparedness?
I'm unemployed because I am disabled. I was in a car accident not so long ago, and I'm in a wheelchair, and I'm applying for disability. And the fact that I haven't been approved yet is lack of income. Mm-hmm. And also, the weather hasn't helped lately with all the raining that we've been having here, because I do have an electric wheelchair, and if it gets flooded, I have no way of transportation because I don't walk.
All right. So it could be like all the raining and climate issues that could prevent you from moving around. All right. So sorry to hear that, but thank you for sharing that. So, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Unfortunately, when it relocated me after the accident, because I lost everything and I became homeless, it's a flood zone area. It gets pretty flooded, even though the water doesn't come to the house because it's like on a hill.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, do you happen to know the letter designation for the flood zone? Is it like A, high flood risk, B, moderate, or C, low risk?
For the past 4 years that we've been living here, I believe the first year that we stayed here was an A. Recently, it's B. It hasn't gotten as bad as the first time we moved down here.
All right.
But I think it's an A zone. I'm not sure. I know that they've been repairing the roads and draining the sewers here.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't gotten as bad. But
all
the
right.
first year that I moved, pretty bad. You couldn't go out the driveway because after the driveway, that's where the puddles, the giant puddles of water were. Like
oh,
I said,
wow.
I live like on an inclined kind of hill, so
mm-hmm.
the water didn't come into the house. But the outside area after the driveway, I can't go out because it's flooded and my wheelchair won't make it because the motor is mm-hmm. basically down the wheel.
Oh, all right. All right. So if a hurricane did kind of happen, when would you evacuate? Would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, so possibly within 48 hours? If a hurricane warning is issued, so possibly within 36 hours? If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours? If emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
It depends. I know I never have before in the past, but now that I'm in a wheelchair, it just depends on how bad it starts getting. My mobility is the wheelchair. And how bad the flooding gets, that would have to be whether I have to move both today.
All right, the flooding starts to get. All right, thank you. So if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible, so to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
Probably to a shelter. And so the issue
is... All right. Thank you. So how many vehicles are available in your household?
None. The vehicle that I was in was totaled.
Oh, all right. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? Would you say the federal government, the state government, the local government, or should the government not be involved in recovery efforts?
It's involved, of course. It is a natural disaster, and there are some people that take advantage of the situation. They don't, it just depends. There's certain areas that actually need help and need and help, and the government should help out. But then it's a process of also weighing out the people that are trying to government because there are people out there that do that. And
all right.
Unfortunately, that's people help that do need the help without help.
All right. So could you just repeat your answer, please, because I didn't quite hear it. So did you say that the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
It should.
It should?
But
all
it
right.
should have been better.
Okay. All right. So if the government did, was involved in, recovery efforts, do you think it should be the federal government that's involved, the state government, or the local government?
It depends. If the state is impacted totally, federal or government.
Or do you think all three?
Yeah, pretty much, depending on the level of disaster.
Okay, all right, thank you. So on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
Right now, I'm very confident. Like
right,
I said, just had to pass inspection before them letting me come in. They even had that ready for me.
All right.
So I'm very
okay.
If something goes wrong here, I call the management property, and they take care of it pretty fast.
All right, nice. So how confident are you that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
In this house, very confident.
Very confident as well. All right. So yes. How confident are you that the new developments take into account flood risk?
Not too confident. Because even
right,
though,
so
I know it won't get flooded in here, again, if it continues to rain over excessively, there's so much before it actually starts raining in here.
All right. So would you say you're like 3, like maybe reasonably confident, or like a 1? Reasonably confident. All right. So how confident are you that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Again, that goes by code, and there's some landlords that are conscious and there's some that are scum. So
all right.
It all depends who you have. Fortunately,
all right.
I have a landlord who abides by all the rules, and so if something passes inspection, he won't be moving it.
All
but
right.
Then again, there are landlords that don't.
Okay. So would you say you're like maybe a 3, reasonably confident as well, or like 5, like very confident?
3.
3? All right. And what about how confident are you that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? So would that also be like... Oh.
Again, it depends on the company, the developer, and who's involved. Some people cut corners, others don't. I've worked in a variety of different things in Jacksonville. And I know how it is out there, and I know how, again, some landlords or some property owners, how they are, how they cut corners just to save a buck.
All right. So would you say, you can continue.
It would be somewhat in the middle.
Somewhat
I'm
in the middle?
I'm neither too confident nor unconfident.
All right. Okay, thank you. So, do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
When I was living in the beach, yes. Right now, I'm living more inland. I don't think I would be affected by the flooding.
All right. All right. So, but you do believe it is happening?
I know that when I used to live on the beach area, Miami Beach, it was a constant worry because it wasn't raining, but the tides were coming in. You would have like a king tide that would flood areas very badly with even the weather being bad. It could be a sunny day, but because the tide was coming, the water was rising.
All right.
But where I'm at now, I don't even have a canal near me, so I don't think that's an issue. Again, I don't know how many miles in you have to be away from the ocean that it would affect. That
all right.
Would be some study that's more about geographical
things. All right. Okay, thank you. So if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should it be fund those initiatives? Do you think they should fund these by increasing income taxes, by increasing property taxes, or by increasing both?
I guess a little bit of both, so not everybody's impacted at once.
All right. So, as you may know, most of Florida's coastal areas have very low elevation, so and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you, like, extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all?
Considerably concerned.
All right. So, I'm sorry, did you say moderately?
No, considerably.
Oh, all right. Well, unfortunately, considerably isn't an option, but I do think maybe, like, the options, again, they're extremely, moderately, somewhat, or slightly. So I don't know if it fits under any of those categories. Moderately. All right. Thank you. So how long do you plan on living in your current address? Is it like maybe less than a year or 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
If I was working another 5 years and I would try to buy my own house and build it the way I would want to.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I don't see that in my far future, so I'll probably be here a good while.
All right. So would that be like maybe 5 to 10 years?
More.
10 to 20 years? I'm 10 to 20 years?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 95% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last two questions I have are just for like kind of demographic reasons. So could you please tell me your age?
I'm 53.
53 or 63?
50.
53. All right. Thank you. Am I correct in assuming your gender is female?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
4 in total.
4? All right. How many of them are under 12 years old?
None. The last of the Mohicans finally is 19.
All right. Are any of them 65 years old or older?
My mom and my dad.
All right, so 2. All right, thank you. What is your marital status?
Single mother.
Single, all right. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Myself, associate degree, my mom, GED, and my dad, I...
All right,
I think he only finished high school.
Oh, all right. So you would say that the highest, like, of anyone in your household has been a graduate degree then?
An associate.
Associates, all right. Thank you. So are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Hispanic American.
All right. What racial group do you identify with most?
American, because it's like 3 generations already.
All right. So kind of like when it comes up with like race, would you say you're like maybe white, Caucasian, or Black, African American, or Asian, or Native American, or some other?
White Hispanic.
All right. Thank you. So what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
English, all right, thank you. Could you please tell me which is the income range for your household? You can totally ballpark it, or I can just give you some ranges, and you tell me which one you fit in.
Right now, it's just my mom's retirement, my stepdad's retirement, and whatever little assistance I get from people. So it's
less. All right.
Bye.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? It's less than what?
Either between 15 to 25.
15 to 25. All right. Thank you. All right. So, Emma, would you say maybe it's like under 20,000 or 20,000 to less than 30,000?
Under 20.
Under 20,000? All right. Well, then thank you so much for your time. This is the survey completed. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, goodbye.